I decided to also record podcast in German. Why not? I know three words.
You heard it here first, guys.
To work with some people who are of my age, like Bridget Johnston, but not that silly, maybe.
Hope it's gonna work out for you.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of our podcast where language enthusiasts talk about learning and stuff.
It's three of us here.
I'm Zoya.
I'm Taya.
And I'm Ksusha.
In this chaotic world, we're all in need of safe space to speak one's mind, love, and enjoy life.
Because that's the only way to stay sane while
zooming
through
chaos.
Hi, and welcome back to Zooming Through Chaos podcast. We are here with the first episode of 2024, finally.
Finally.
Yay!
What are we going to talk about today, girls?
Of course, New Year's resolutions. What do you think?
But not New Year resolutions.
Well, not exactly.
Yeah, we will have a switch over there. But let's start with resolutions. What is that and why do we have them?
Yeah, well, why some people choose to make them and some people actually don't. So resolutions are kind of promises that you make, well, to yourself, maybe to other people, that you're gonna do something or don't do next year.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, how do you feel about resolutions in general?
In general, the first thought that crops up my mind is the Ross and like, no divorce this year.
Your divorce you is not finalized.
Yes. Only one divorce this year.
No, he said a thing like no more divorces this year.
Okay. Oh, maybe yes. No more divorces. Yes.
Seriously, for me, it's just like yeah, the whole episode with them. This is how I learned the word resolutions, mm-hmm. By watching Friends, of course, and them like making strange promises that they're not gonna do something.
Sometimes especially the Phoebe's.
What was Phoebe's one?
To fly a private jet.
Oh my god! No, this is the most fun one for me. But the most, I don't know, ridiculous was when Rachel was pushed into like not gossiping.
Oh.
And
yeah.
It was just like. But it was not her promise, so like it doesn't count.
Yeah, they kind of pushed her into that, into doing
yeah.
that. It's true.
And Chandler was like, not to make fun of them, which is like impossible.
It was a torture for him.
Yeah. I could feel
actually, it was nothing short of a miracle that he lasted a week, or what was it?
Yeah, but the way... Yeah, it was not good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so okay, so promises, right? So usually mm-hmm. people make them at New Year. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, I actually associate resolutions with Bridget Jones' Diary. That's where I first
yeah.
this faced this word. And it's, as far as I remember, it's in the very beginning of the book, the resolutions she made.
Yeah.
And yes, that's why I learned this word. And I only associate it with Bridget Jones and her resolutions. And they are kind of mm-hmm. silly and very funny. So
what were they? I didn't read the book. Can you share, please?
It's like lose some weight, stop drinking, stop smoking, find a good man or something like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And then the 1st of January, she is standing at her mother's place with her parents' place, smoking and drinking, basically. So it's like...
this was the last
oh, well.
One.
No, she was like, well, look at me. So, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
next year.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's actually the common trap. Then people are getting that resolutions that are not really...
realistic for them.
Realistic, yes. Thank you very much for the word. Yes, not really realistic. And the first time they fail, it's like, okay, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in this case, I don't support that way of thinking of resolutions. For me, it's more like goals you set for the new year. And in order to achieve these goals, you need to get some kind of a plan or maybe some kind of steps worked out how you are going to achieve this goal. Because if you say like, okay, I'm gonna, I don't know, earn $1 million this year and do nothing new and actually nothing towards that, then yeah, there is a slight chance that you will not fulfill that goal. But if you are putting some thought into it, yeah, that's actually made work.
And they like, they should be something that you really want, because for the most part it's like losing weight, quitting something, some vices, and then it's like going to the gym every day, every week, or whatever. But like, do you really enjoy going to the gym? Maybe you should find other ways to like keep fit or something. So like, it's like, it takes, as for me, it takes a lot of thought to make this kind of resolution. So like, I'm also not a fan, let's put it this way. I'm like a resolution girl, but like throughout the year. Like, if you want to just, yes, again, like, set a goal, just do it. Like, don't wait for the 31st of December or what, 1st of January. Why do we need to wait, like, to make this kind of stuff? But, like, anyways. Yeah.
I guess it's connected to the beginning of the year because you get your hopes up that everything's going to change. You are turning the new leaf and you are getting the motivation.
Yes, goes crashing
down. Maybe. But to say the truth, like, today is not the 1st of January, but I have worked halfway through my year goals. So I have some plans, but I haven't finalized them yet. And for me, it's okay. I'm totally fine with that. But for some people who are trying to get that before the deadline, just to get it before the deadline, maybe that's not such a good idea.
Sounds like another burnout is going to happen.
Yeah, but it's like also for Russian people who have this, what is it, like a week of winter break at the beginning of January?
10 days usually even.
Even, yeah, even longer. It's like, I'm gonna like stop doing this, and then it's like, it's like you cannot stop because it's like a social thing or something.
Olivier's so, like, salad coma.
Yeah, and then after like this winter break, you're like, yes, I'm ready, but you're like, the hopes are like not up anymore, like somewhere on the floor. So like, yeah, we need to be realistic and take into account where you are in the world. I actually start supporting the idea of European people just like going to work on the 2nd of January. Be brave. Face your fears. So, yeah, I'm into that.
Dai, what about you? How do you feel about resolutions? Do you set any?
Yes, I do. I guess. I did some resolutions for my, like, I don't know, taking up some sports, like Bridget Jones did. But not that silly, maybe.
Exactly the way she did?
No, no, no.
Find a good man.
Oh, maybe. That's a good one. Yes, I've got
get
this
rid
one
of old stuff.
No, well, actually, some resolutions language-wise also. So it's my job, it's my hobby, kind of hobby. So I guess
it's everything in between.
Yes, I feel okay with the resolutions, and not that it doesn't mean I do everything till the end of the year. Sometimes I see those resolutions, what I have written, and then I'm just okay. Half of them is done. Tick, tick, tick. All right, that's not bad. Let's get over next year. Welcome.
Let's so go. You do not get really upset if you didn't tick all the boxes, right?
No, no. Half of them would do.
That is very healthy of you.
Yeah. It helps me understand what I really needed this year and what I just wanted, but not really. So something I did like unconsciously. I didn't like look through this whole list throughout the year, like, oh, I made this resolution, I need to do that till the end of the year, okay, let's start now. No, I just re-look at it at the end of the year and say, oh, I did something, good girl.
I forgot I was supposed to do it.
Yes, exactly.
It's me too.
Interesting, because I have a bit of a different approach. I actually look through them a few times during the year and just like check in with what I do and what I want with the goals or resolutions, mm-hmm. whatever you call them. And sometimes I even cross out because I feel that it's not paramount for me anymore, so I don't want to do it anymore. If I look back to that, I kind of keep a track on what I'm doing. It helps me. I do not preach it to anyone, but it helps personally me. I'm the person of systems that I like to put systems and that they work, and I kind of feel the progress. But I'm totally on board with you with not ticking all the boxes. And I'm totally on board with even crossing out something that is not in line with your inner mood, I don't know, anymore.
Okay, so let's get into our language resolutions this year.
Have you got any?
You said that you guys, you don't need to know about our personal lives, language-wise.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you started, you said that, so you go.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that was my last year's resolution to continue learning Japanese. But at the end of the year, something happened and I just quit learning Japanese for some time. And this year's resolution is to continue once again learning Japanese in order to go there. For some time,
go
I don't know.
Where?
To Japan.
To Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you want to go to Japan this year?
Maybe this year, yes. I hope so. Yeah, so that's Japanese. And I wanted to do some more group classes at the German Center. I'd like to take up the adults group. Because I teach only children, teenagers, and retired people.
Retired people? They are not adults?
No, well, they are already retired people. So you just skip the work and job topic off the schedule.
So your resolution is to work more, right?
Not to work more, but to work with some people who are of my age, at least.
You sound a bit ageist. I teach children and retired people, but I won't teach people of my own age. Okay, we get
it. Yeah. So I have the whole range of people of different ages.
Okay.
And
finish the circle. Like, okay, I have that segment and that segment. Something is missing.
Yes. And also my maybe the greatest resolution I have this year is to read more books in German and English. Because I kind of started reading less last year. And I don't like that. So I want to.
I don't like it either. For you, so like, take up reading again.
So I'm gonna read some English and German books, like literature, classic literature. I already started reading the Nibelungenlied. It's a German old folk story. I knew that already, like some kind of.
You started
plot?
To read it in German?
Yes.
And folk ancient text?
No, not really. It's like adapted to the modern language a bit, but still I get some words. No, I don't get some words.
Archaic words.
Yeah, some archaic words like a hero of like a knight. It's another word now rather than it was many years ago. So I have to Google some words. So I like that though. What else? I would like to do record some more podcast episodes in German this year. So it's a good news.
I have a similar goal, but not in German.
Yeah, I was like, what?
In Spanish.
Yeah, I decided to also record podcast in German. Why not? I know three words.
So, okay, more episodes in German.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Getting back on track with Japanese.
Mm-hmm. And maybe taking up some voice acting courses. That was also my resolution of last year. So I want to
My teenage
schedule it for this year.
Does it. So you can for sure do it.
Voice acting courses?
Yeah. Like voice acting some cartoons or movies.
Uh-huh, I got it. Yes. So it's like the... voice to over. Dub the videos or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So this is it.
Cool. Interesting. Okay.
A lot of like language and voice connected stuff. Voice connected.
Mm-hmm. What are cool. Are you on getting back to Japanese?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to do it on your own, or are you going to join the course, or what was?
I'd like to join some courses, but you know, you can apply for a course in Japan, and go there and learn the language.
Okay, like school. Uh-huh.
Yes, a language school, and of course you have to pay for that. As far as you're not a student anymore, so you don't get a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
But still, yes, I would like to do that.
If you are enthusiastic enough, you can do that. See, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. A couple of years ago, I was thinking of doing the same with Spanish. Just go to Spain and learn Spanish.
Oh, that's good. Very good. I'm a fan of traveling. You know that. Big fan.
Mm-hmm. Zoe, what about you?
For me? Ooh, mine is short, kind of. So I have a lot of languages to talk about. So English.
No, you have a lot of languages. You just don't have very high levels of all the languages that you can speak.
Would you desire to learn some? Or learn again. That's another topic. So anyways, as for me, I would like to do more stuff in English. Not only teach, but for now, I'm not sure what. So it's still in the works. I know what, but I would like to do more stuff just in English. Like recording podcast, doing something else. But not just teach. And then I heard the Thais resolution about like reading more, but for me it's not even like it doesn't even cross my mind. It's a given. It's like I read, and
it's always
there. It's always there, and I read just more and more every year. That's it. So, anyways, so this is for English, I guess, if I'm not forgetting anything. And then I would like to learn a new language, I guess. But I might go back. Yeah, because I might go back to the ones that I've already tried and just like learn them again. I know. So I haven't decided yet. But it's either a new language or an oldie. The one that I tried. I don't know. Might be German. But again, I don't want to like just say it. And then at the end of the year, I'm going to be like, oh, still haven't learned German. Mm-hmm. You know, haven't taken up learning German. So, like, I'm going to be, you know, easy on myself and just say that I'm going to learn something. I can tell you for sure it's not going to be Japanese.
Okay, sure. That's some certainty.
Yes,
and some clarity over there.
So not Asian languages. So like we already like never.
Yeah, we still
down,
remember that
know?
One that you
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
choose Asian ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So like it's something, but I don't know because I want to learn a language, but then my brain turns on and says like, why do you need this particular language? It's like I don't know. Maybe I want to learn Dutch, and they're like, why? You want to go to the Netherlands? I don't know. Maybe. But is it the reason to learn Dutch? I don't know.
Why not? If you are a language enthusiast, why do you need a reason apart from I want it?
Because I need some reason. Because the reason keeps me going, you know?
All right. Okay.
I've learned other languages without you having a reason, really. And it lasted for like a year and a half.
So
but
only
I
so
to
long.
Be, like a long term. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my like, I guess the longest. Well, besides English. Yep. So these are mine.
But you like Nordic culture somehow, so
yeah.
Scandinavian languages would do
that
for
I'm
you.
Not, as I find out, that I'm not Scandinavian.
That's a pity, and we need to work
yes.
from through that. But
yes. Maybe I need to learn Belarusian, but I guess it's not that difficult. I'm sorry if there are any Belarusian people, but I think it's very close to Russian. Maybe not actually. Maybe I'm like yeah, but it's not the language.
At least
somehow.
It's the same language
type
family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Family, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but yeah, I need some kind of reason, like why? At least like to. Plan a trip somewhere in the future, you know? Now it's not easy. So that's it. So I don't know. I'll try to think of something.
Okay, at least you have... you lie in the direction of learning new things.
Yeah, but it's not the problem for me. Like, I start like this. Mm-hmm. But then it's more difficult for me to, like...
Maintain it.
Maintain, you know? Yeah.
Because I tried like Swedish for some time and I was like, whoa, okay, maybe I'm not ready yet. Mm-hmm. It's a bit difficult. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my ideas for this year. I want to set up some systems that help me to maintain learning and working and to mm-hmm. live in, basically, but in a way that it will be not leading to burnout. So I'm taking small steps, and I have this a couple of phrases that are always at the back of my mind that help me to think this way. The first one is slow and steady wins the race. So it's okay as long as I'm going somewhere. It doesn't matter how fast I'm going. I'm gonna be there. Maybe it will just take longer time, but I will not get the burnout, so I'm okay with that. And the second one, do not set goals but set systems. I like this one as well. So you set kind of some system that helps you to achieve not only this goal, but basically in general, feel productive and healthy productive, not burning out productive, and getting that feeling of, I don't know, fulfillment and progress. So for me, basically, I have an idea to maintain the level of learning I have now. So I have English with group lessons where I go to Yuli Kumichova. That was in our other episode. You can watch it over here. Yes. I also have classes of Spanish with my tutor, with my teacher, profesora, whatever you call her. And I am getting through some methodology books or whatever inputs that we have during the course, and implementing that in my work and in my learning routine as well. Yes, and I'd also want to dedicate a bit more time during the week to learning. So I have a calendar where I color code different actions, and I have studying as well, and it, I think that I can add a couple more hours, or at least maintain the hours that I actually plan, because it doesn't go according to plan all the times. But I think that would work great. And yeah, and also keep recording that podcast and record a couple of episodes in Spanish, not in German.
I'm looking forward.
Yes. You heard it here first, guys.
I'm gonna watch it anyways. So I don't learn Spanish. I know only corazón, maybe.
To sum up, so these are my resolutions: to maintain learning what I have, maybe increase some time in learning and including into my routine, like everyday routine, and record some podcasts in Spanish.
Yay! It's a good idea.
Yeah. I remembered that, like, I do in English so much already that I want to add something else. Because the things I said, like, I want to do something else in English is, like, mostly for work. But here is, like, I have, yes, like, I teach in English. Like, I have my own classes also with a teacher where I just, like, oh, my God. And we talk about, it's like a therapy session, but in English mostly. Like, and she doesn't give me any advice because she's not qualified to give me advice. But she's qualified to listen to me and, you know, make some remarks in English. So, yeah, then I joined a book club. Like a real book club with, I know it starts this week, so I know how it's gonna go. We'll see. Yeah.
Is it the book club in English?
Of course.
Okay, tell us.
I don't know how to discuss books in Russian. I don't read in Russian. I don't know how to talk about books. So, anyways, what else? I wanted to add something. Recording podcast, of course. And I have so many plans for our podcast.
Behold!
So, buckle up. Yeah. So, yeah, so many things in English, just in general. Like, I cannot imagine my year without English.
Yeah, it's just such a part of your life that you cannot actually imagine it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
I hope all our resolutions actually come to fruition, or at least the half of them. It will already be something to celebrate, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, share your language-wise resolutions in the comments below. We would love to read them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Subscribe.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of our podcast. See you soon.
Bye. See ya.